Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. What are the recent projects that you're working on?
I'm doing Dexter. We're in our fourth season. You know, that's the Showtime series starring Michael C. Hall. I play Dexter's dad, Harry. We're nominated for an Emmy this season again for best drama series. I did a movie with Madeline Stowe that'll come out in Christmas on the Lifetime channel called Christmas Hope.
What can you tell us is new this season on Dexter and with your character, Harry Morgan?
Well, Dexter's relationship with Harry seems to be becoming a bit more comfortable. They seem to be working together a bit more as opposed to butting heads. You know, at the end of the last season, you know, Dexter said, "Dad, I forgive you," and we begin to see some of he's reconciled to his father's presence in his life.
What made you originally want to be a part of the show?
It was the best TV script I ever read.
What about your role continues to challenge you throughout the seasons?
Keeping it honest and remembering that this character is an extension of Dexter's personality, and so Harry has to speak in his own voice from a memory standpoint, but it's also Harry as Dexter remembers him, and to do my best to be in harmony with Dexter's inner voice and yet be separate from his personality. It's being a part of his personality and yet being separate from it. It's an interesting line to walk.
Was there instant cast chemistry when everyone first began working together, or did it take a bit of time to develop?
Instant cast chemistry. Very, very, very nice group of people.
Why do you think
everybody knew they were in a really good show, and it was just going to be a pleasure to work on it.
What's been your most memorable moment you've had from filming this specific season?
I don't know. we're still in it. It's I don't pull out most memorable moments. Although working, I have a scene with Michael and John Lithgow, and that's exciting for me as an actor in terms of my acting history, to be a part of those guys' career and then to be a part of my career it really honors me. It makes me feel like I'm part of something great, because they're both great actors, and to share a bit of the same stage with them is very very powerful.
Why do you think people continue to tune in and watch Dexter?
Because it's a good show. It develops, and it's certainly never boring. And people are truly interested as to what happens with this guy.
Well, you've done voice work and you've done screen work. Is there one thing that you prefer?
A film and stage actor, film, stage, television actor, and voice work is challenging and enjoyable. But it's something extra as opposed to being the bread on my table, so to speak. But I enjoy it.
A lot of your characters are very tough and sort of, you know, gruff, and they're not bad guys, but they are hard. What about that kind of character draws you to portraying them?
I think a lot of people play characters that are really the opposite of who they are. And because an actor has to work harder to be something that he is not, then you get to see that there's a lot of energy involved. And so my performances in those, because I'm kind of a cream puff, but I have to put a lot of energy into those performances to make them have, you know, authenticity and size, because I'm not really a badass by any stretch of the imagination.
What do you do in your spare time?
I like to work out, I like to surf, I like to play golf, hang out with my friends, the usual stuff.
What would you like to say to everyone who's a fan and supporter of you and your work?
What does any actor say? We say thank you, and I'll just keep trying my best. Keep watching, and I'll keep doing my best.